A judge in California has ordered a newspaper not to run color photographs of two prisoners who will stand trial for murder. The town is South Lake Tahoe. The Superior Court judge is Gerald Lacero. He apparently agreed with the defendant's attorney, who argued that to show pictures of his clients dressed in orange jail jumpsuits could prejudice a possible juror. The judge said for the newspaper, only black and white pictures and no pictures of jail insignia. The Tahoe Daily Tribune is challenging the order, and there's a hearing on Thursday. Michael Green is the paper's editor. He says the defendants will wear good clothes for the actual trial. The judge's order concerns earlier court appearances.
What happens at trial is one thing. What the defense was doing here was moving not just the trial, but here in all these pretrial hearings. You know, it's going to brand the readers of the newspaper. It's going to brand the potential jurors of this case by viewing these defendants in jail clothing. And so what the defense attorney was trying to do was get them out of the jail clothing and into the street clothes so we could picture them that way.
Normally at the pretrial hearings, they come in, they're in handcuffs, they're wearing the orange jumpsuits.
Yes.
And do the jumpsuits say EDCJ El Dorado County Jail?
There can be some insignia. I was looking at the pictures that appeared in our newspaper. I didn't see any jail type insignia that such as is covered in the judge's order. But you know, they are orange and they do appear to be jail jumpsuits. So
the judge in this case has said, well, it's okay to show the jail jumpsuits as long as you don't show the insignia and you print in black and white, he says to the newspaper.
Yeah, he denied the defense motion to bring them in street clothes, and I think the prosecutors were objecting to that on security grounds or whatever, and they pointed out, well, gee, if we do it for them, we'll have to do it for everybody. So the judge denied the defense motion, but then he came up with his own take on it and said, you know, these are jumpsuits. These aren't the old black and white striped suits that prisoners used to wear. And if you showed them in black and white, you know, people would not necessarily presume that they are jail suits.
And in the view of the Tahoe Daily Tribune, how does it play out? How's it going to work for you? What do you think about it?
I think what happened here is an order came down, and now all of a sudden a lot more people are interested in this case, not necessarily even because of the facts of the case. You know, we're forgetting now that a 9-year-old girl died in a particularly brutal manner here in a public campground, a stone's throw from Lake Tahoe. You know, that's the thing that set this whole thing in motion. And, you know, what the judge has done, I think, was not necessarily, I'll put it the most charitably, I don't think it showed much media savvy at all, because now we have taken a situation where the crime itself is newsworthy on its face, and now the photos have become newsworthy. And a whole lot of people who weren't interested in this crime to begin with now are very interested, not because of the facts of the crime again, but because they perceive that here is a judge who's going up against the First Amendment and trampling press freedoms or what have you. And I don't even necessarily see it as that type of battle. I saw it as a balancing act, and like many balancing acts, sometimes you fall down.
In the meantime, has your paper indeed published pictures in compliance in black and white?
Yes, we have complied with the judge's order. I mean, nobody wants to risk a contempt citation. You know, we're just going through legal means to take a look at this and proceed from there.
Mr. Green, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Michael Green, managing editor of the Tahoe Daily Tribune in South Lake Tahoe, California.